Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, the Twitch is down. What's new in Sports Byline World? Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Just want to start that off. I'm trying to do my show live on Twitch.tv, and it's freezing. The frames are freezing, this kind of stuff. So I'm going absolutely berserk here in the studio. So if I go off and like have my tantrum at the beginning of the show, Daniel tells me that'll be good for the rest of the show. Bottom line is we're blaming this all on Daniel. Straight up, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. Let me get back here on Twitch. The Twitch thing, I think, should be happening in about a minute and a half here. But the bottom line is, you know, not everything. Sometimes technology is not what it is, especially around here. It's just the way it is. Anyway, we're here to talk boxing. This is your insider's look in the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am a four-time Golden Glove champion and award-winning boxing writer. Of course, I've got some time under my belt. Of course, I've been around the world a bunch of times, 34 countries, Muhammad Ali's bodyguard. I keep bragging, but you're not bragging when you're telling the truth. That's what my mother used to say. But then again, she told me, don't tell the truth too often, people. People don't want to hear honesty. Is that true? Straight up, I don't know. Open phone lines around the plane if you care to join me for an erratic hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. As I speak right now, the Twitch is going live again. Once again, of course, we are 7 minutes and 41 seconds at past hour 11 a.m. So it's like messing up. I'm sorry for the Twitch freezing time and time again. I just don't know what to say. I really don't. So I'm apologizing from the bottom of my heart, and I don't know what more to say. It's just a pain in the ass. That's just the way we put it. Anyway, we are live on Twitch as I speak right now. I hope we aren't twitching as far as freezing is concerned, but anyway, now that I'm done, and I ate up my whole open, it just did, you know that. Anyway, I hope to kick some ass when we come back after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-PLAY.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, Skywatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The Average White Band bring us back from the break. 12 minutes past the hour. The Twitch is still on up. It froze again once again. Bottom line is, you know, when this stuff happens at the beginning of the show, you guys know it. You guys know that listen to me know it. It pisses me off to the point where it almost ruins the rest of the show. It just does. I mean, when the equipment around here doesn't work right, you have no idea the effect it has on me mentally. That's what it does. It affects me mentally because I'm a performer. I'm not a guy that sits down with a script. I sit there, write a couple notes down, maybe, okay? But I don't sit down with a script. There's nothing I write. It's not scripted, okay? But if I'm not feeling good, if I'm not feeling good, because right now we've been working on the Twitch now. It's been started. Update settings for Twitch, okay? Now it's start video transmission. It's been on start video transmission now 3 times for better than 8 minutes. So that's where I'm at. And if I sound pissed off, I am. Let's take it to the Bronx and bring in somebody a little calmer than I am. Talk about Mr. Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. How are you today, sir?
I'm delighted to be on the air with you, my brother. How are you feeling?
Thank you. Pretty good. Thank you. I had a good show last night. Of course, we did the La Fuente 2025 reunion last night with Richard Bean. Of course, Mr. Suavecito from back in the day. We had a great time. Malo appeared. Malo performed. Sapo performed. DJ Brendan did his thing. But DJ Brendan didn't show up for the sound check. The DJ didn't show up for the sound check, so his sound was off the entire night. I mean, it was abysmal. The biggest show of this guy's career ever, and he doesn't show up for the sound check, and he lives 3 blocks away.
Jeez. Exactly. What, did he have an excuse?
And no. Yeah, the guy's 25 years old. He said, well, my dad wouldn't take me. I said, say what? He goes, yeah, my dad had the car. I said, you should have Ubered your ass down here. Okay.
And when he finally got there, it was not a good job.
No, it wasn't a good job. It was like rap music bass. The bass was so heavy, it was like heavy rap music bass. Man, I've got a crowd. I've got almost a senior citizen crowd there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're bong bong, the rubber band bass going through. He goes, I can't turn down the bass. I said, because you didn't show up for the sound check.
Yeesh. I'm sure it took a lot. A lot of restraint from you to not, you know, give him a body shot.
No, he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine's kid, son.
Oh, okay.
And if I wanted to give somebody a body shot, I would have given the father a body shot. Anyway, it is. Not, I think I'm done ragging now. Can you tell me what's new in the world of boxing?
Well, it's been a very trying month if you're a fight fan in October. It's just been pretty dead. But today we have something to talk about. I'm looking forward to Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley happening in the O2 Arena in the UK, where the crowd is still always electric. I mean, they could have, you know, to use a quote from you, me and Daniel going at it, and they'll sing in Sweet Caroline before, you know. So I don't know if it's the liquor or they just love their fights.
Wait, you don't know?
I don't know. I'm just taking a guess. It might, one or two pints may be flowing, but either way, it's great on TV, you know, to see how they get behind their fighters.
I've seen Barry McGuigan sing Danny's Boy, his father. I've seen Ricky Hatton sing it in the whole nine yards. The worst is Barry McGuigan's father. He was bad. He was because not, it was, not a it's good like singer. The national Danny's Boy is like a national anthem in Ireland,
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was bad at it. Of course, you know, he had a few belts. I remember the of course that was McGuigan and Cruz when McGuigan was dethroned for the WBA crown when he fought outdoors in 110 degree heat in the middle of a summer day. Of course, and that was being from Ireland and never been in that heat before. When we trained with him in Palm Springs, California, he had the Roberto Duran camp and Barry McGuigan's camp going at the same time. He didn't train. He trained in a tent, but when he ran at 3:30 in the morning when it was as cold as it could be as far as Palm Springs was concerned. In other words, he never got used to the heat. And when the fight broke down, he got his ass whooped, and the heat took over.
If all things were even, does he lose to Stevie Cruz? Like, he didn't have to battle that element? Like, because it was a monster upset.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Stevie. You know, here's the problem with Stevie Cruz. He had a trainer, and I want to think his name was Gorman. Can't remember what his first name was. Might have been Frank, something like that. But down there in Texas, and they trained these guys, him and Gene Hatcher, and a couple other guys. They trained these guys in the same gym, but they trained them in 115 degree heat, and they would spar 12 to 15 rounds a day, 5 days a week. So they would put in like 90 rounds of sparring in 100-plus degree heat. Okay?
Wow.
And that wasn't healthy. So Stevie burnt out early. Troy Dorsey, the other guy, he burnt out early. Okay? All these guys burnt out early that were part of that regimen.
Wow. It's funny. You mentioned Hatcher. He fought, I remember, Rocky Lockridge. Like, that was like, you're taking me back to my childhood on NBC. Rocky Lockridge and Hatcher and Tony Lopez. I think they all fought each other.
Yeah. Poor Lockridge is not with us anymore because he felt...
No.
Listen, he was part of that Tacoma Boys Club jinx. Johnny Bumpus was part of the same boys club up there in Tacoma, Washington. He's dead. There's another guy that competed in the Olympics twice. He's dead. And this guy's dead. So three of the four guys... I think the only one left is the...
Ray Sales?
Huh? No, Ray Seals is still around. Ray Seals is still around, but Ray Seals and the WBA 118-pound champion, I can't think of his name right now, but the bottom line is he's a young man from up there, and he's the only guy left. I mean, there were some stars that came out of that Tacoma Boys Club, but it was jinxed. They all ended up on drugs.
Yeah, I remember seeing videos of Rocky Lockridge homeless. You know, that's pretty sad. Boxing sometimes.
Well, listen, boxing combined, alcoholism is a mother ducker. It just is. I mean, if you're hooked to the bottle, you've got some issues and you can't get rid of them unless you get rid of the bottle. And if you get rid of the bottle, maybe you still got some. Anyway, bottom line is it's a no-win situation. I mean, it just isn't. I mean, alcohol abuse. I'm not talking about alcohol use. People still have a drink now and then. But I'm trying to tell you, alcohol abuse is just killing people. And anyway, that and corporate America and the food chain. I mean, if I'm so upset with the food chain. I read ingredients, Sock, on the side of packages.
As you should, yes.
Yeah, you guess what, man? There's a lot of stuff in Lucky's food or in Save Mart, in Safeway's food, that isn't in Whole Foods' food. Chemicals. Like about 140 of them.
Listen. If you see something that reads sugar-free or diet, you better read the label because with all the NutraSweet and all those with aspartame, that'll kill you quicker than the sugar. So you got to read the labels.
You know, I was at a race a couple of years ago, and I don't. I try not to drink any out of a plastic bottle. Anyway, and I was looking at that at the water bottle, and it said it had that last ingredient you just talked about. And I said to myself, whoa, this stuff is like banned. Why is this stuff in the water? And everybody played dumb. You know, I was the only one, because I asked, what is this? But yeah, they played dumb.
No, it's a war, man. I mean, just to stretch the, you know, as much of a capitalist as I am, I have to always remind myself there's no morals in it. And they will stretch, you know, to stretch the dollar. Like you said, the plastic bottle, that's something that's underrated. That BPC, you know, the plastic that just, you know, it stays within you. You know, try to always glass bottle as much as you can.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, I take that back. There's glass bottles and there is aluminum cans. Wait, what is the word on this aluminum can here? Non-BPA lining. In other words, evidently, my buddy told me they're lining aluminum cans with plastic.
Yeah, and
there's more plastic than there's plastic in aluminum cans. I mean, who would have thought of that?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just, I got no words, bro. You just got to take care of yourself and a lot of vitamin C, you know, combats that. That I do know.
Hey, so are you a Laker fan?
Absolutely not. I'm a Celtics fan.
Pardon me? So you're just a staunch Celtics fan, no Lakers fan?
No, I hate the Lakers. I've always had. Tommy D's a big Laker fan.
The Lakers, you know what was so cool about the Lakers? Was when I was with Forum Boxing working down there, I got to go to any of the games I wanted to. And, I mean, they gave me some nice seats. I mean, like, five, six rows up from the floor, things like that. I mean, it was Jerry Buss was the coolest dude you could ever imagine. He owned the Forum, and he owned the Lakers too. But he was just, his daughter was cool too. But he was just so cool. In fact, let's roll to a break here. I'll tell you how cool he was, how cool Jerry Buss was. I was at a party of Jerry Buss's, and I saw some guys passing around blue pills. And I had no idea what these blue pills were in the 1990s. I'm saying to myself, what the duck is going on here? Anyway. Turns out it was Viagra. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This is Suavecito. This was my hit song last night. Of course, I threw a gig in the Mission District. That's right, La Mission. Bottom line is, it was primarily a Latin crowd. It had some black people there, had some white folks there, but the bottom line was primarily a Latin crowd. We had a great time. There's no doubt about that. And Richard Bean, the man that wrote the song and sung the song, of course, talk about the gold record Suavecito. He was in fine form. He did set with both Malo and Sapo, both of his bands. Of course, Malo from the George Santana days, and of course, Sapo from a few years ago. But the bottom line is, we had a great time, no doubt about that. And I don't want to thank everybody that turned out. And for those of you that didn't turn out, think about it. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live. We're all 27 minutes past the hour. I am airing all my gripes in one show. What's up?
Listen,
I can be an unpretty host. That's the best way I can put it. I can be an unpretty host. You know, especially when some lady got in my face last night. She had a little bit of alcohol, this and that. I said, it's a good thing you're leaving. She goes, why? Because I would have had you thrown out. I mean, she was like, yeah. She goes, this place looks like a dump out there. I'm saying, get out of here. It ain't my place. I'm renting it. You know what I'm saying? A drunk lady got in my face. Anyway, enough of that. Fabio Wardley. Pretty good fighter, no doubt about that. He's a 19 and zip with a draw. And, of course, you've got the other guy, Mr. Parker, 36-3. Got stopped by Joe Joyce, Joe the Fat Guy Joyce, and he's got 24 KOs. Joe Joyce, he's done. Stick a fork in him. Is he retired?
I don't know if he's retired, but he's had a long hiatus. You know, that was kind of like his swan song. You know, when he stopped Joseph Parker, then, you know, he was – been flatlined a couple of times since.
When I think of him, I think of the King of Flab. Am I thinking of the right guy?
The King of Flab. There's been a few chubby heavyweights throughout the years.
I'm talking about Joe Joyce, so he just got loose around the middle.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's a big guy. You know, if you're not using Flintstone vitamins, sometimes heavyweights tend to, you know.
I don't go along with that, bro. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm going to cop steal a line from you. Abs are made in the kitchen. Abs aren't made in the gym.
That's true. That is true. Discipline. And that's what kind of has me worried today. You know, I mean, if you look at the experience factor between Parker and Wardley, it's night and day. I mean, Fabio Wardley was fighting white collar boxing back in 17. You know, and he's got 21 fights. Joseph Parker was a good amateur, and he's been in there with the best. But he's 260 pounds.
260.
You know, he's 260. You know, and he was 245 when he schooled Deontay Wilder. But he was even heavier when he fought Bacoli. He was 267, but still, that's still very big. You know, and I can stand. Okay, Bacoli is a big guy. You want to, you know, have a little bit more weight under you, but I wonder if he's taking Mr. Wardley lightly.
Martin Bacoli. Yeah. Martin Bacoli was sleeping with hookers 3 or 4 days before the this fight. He was fat as a pig. He weighed 310 pounds. He weighed 310 pounds after fasting for probably 2 days on the way over there. Okay, so the bottom line is he's probably in his 320s easily. He wasn't in shape and condition to do any fighting, man. So him and Parker, I put any merit other than that. I call it both ring appearances.
Well, he was a last-minute replacement, if you remember.
Turk jerky or whatever his name is. He flew him in there at the last minute, and you only gave him $800,000. He got him to sell his soul for $800,000. That's how much a guy from that part of the world's worth.
Is it Cameroon?
You hear what I'm saying? Yeah. $800,000. Mm-hmm. Guy couldn't turn down. He couldn't turn down $800,000 for nothing. He's from the Congo.
Yeah.
Couldn't turn down $800,000 for nothing. Hey, I mean, imagine if you had an attorney, or you or either you or me, negotiating for him. That $800,000 would have been, I would have got two or three times that. They wanted him that bad.
Yeah, because I mean, they wanted to, you know, keep the show going. He had the stick. He should have definitely asked for at least $1 million. I mean, out of the $800,000, how much is he going to take home?
Right.
Five, if he's lucky.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, Boccoli's just, I thought he was going to be really a force in the heavyweight division. He turns out to be a blurb. And, of course, the guy I'm high on is Moses Aitana, because he can fight, and he isn't afraid. Doesn't look like he's afraid of anything. And, you know, I mean, he may get his chin checked at this one point in time and get a little more cautious. But right now he's pretty open up. He just opens up.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the talk of the heavyweight division. I believe he's fighting in February. I saw online earlier this week. To be honest with you, I don't know why he's not fighting now. I mean, he took care of Dillian White pretty much, you know, quick, you know, in less than a round. So, you know,
I thought he took care of Dillian White during the referee's instructions. Or was that the national anthem?
Yeah, Dillian was definitely defeated before he got in the ring. Part of the reason that boxing is where it is, these guys don't fight often enough. I mean, there's no reason that a Tama should not be in the ring, you know, before the end of the year. Well, I'm just sorry. I mean,
you and I know that, but then again, you take it to the. I think that CTE is starting to figure into the equation with some guys. In other words, prolonged brain damage, some of these guys got to realize, you know, it ain't good for you. Manny Pacquiao doesn't seem to realize that, but, you know, ask some of the other guys, they realize that I don't know if I told you this, but guys I went to high school with, I was at a reunion a couple weeks ago, and I went around and asked the big, tall football players specifically what their health was like, blah, 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 blah. One guy that told me he has his visions crossed from high school football. The other guy tells me he had equilibrium problems. Those were just two guys having to show up out of a reunion. You know what I'm saying? So that football is nasty, man. Especially high school back in the days. Hey, they used to knock guys out in these football games, high school football games. I was a reporter, and they would give them smelling salts and put them back in.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. You took the words out of my mouth. Yep. Smelling salt, and just, you know, it has been... It's hard. It's really hard to make it safe. You see now some players in the NFL with these protection, like these big, almost like a, you could picture like an oven mitt, but for your helmet.
Yeah.
There's a couple of guys that play on the Packers that use it. I can't remember the word they use, but football is a hard sport, especially when you're doing, when you don't know how to tackle.
Larry Merchant told me, he goes, he played college football for the University of Oklahoma. And he told me, like, because he goes, a football game is like having 20 fights. One game. You know, the rocking especially of heads now. Back and forth, man.
And especially nowadays, these guys are much faster and bigger. And it's just like a car wreck. Two cars going at, you know, like a demolition derby.
Okay, all right, back to Parker and Parker and his guy. Parker should win this fight, right?
I would expect to, like I said. I mean, he's got, you know, Joseph Parker's been around for a while, but he's only 33, you know. But the one thing that Worley has, he can punch. He's kind of learning on the job. He showed a lot of heart in his last fight. He fought this Australian fighter. He was down on all the cards. He came back and knocked them out with one shot in the 10th round. I think it's going to be the type of fight that I wouldn't be shocked if both of them go down, because Parker has been dropped before. And like I said, Worley could punch, but Parker's just so much seasoned. I mean, if you look at his resume, he's fought Joshua. He's fought guys going way back, like Kali Meehan. When he was coming, he's got a lot of experience, and he's got a great corner with Andy Lee, who's part of the Manny Stewart tree.
Okay. Is boxing inactive until November because of Dana White?
No, well, we got a good fight coming up in a couple of weeks, Erickson Lubin and Virgil Ortiz. No, look, Dana White's going to try to make his mark on the sport. But I don't think it's necessarily the reason why, you know, things are not happening the way they should be. You had the big fight in Saudi, you know, with Devin Haney and the welterweight champ from Georgia. Mr.
Brian Norman, of course, the guy I think is the best fighter in the world is Mr. David Benavidez going to be on that card.
That's right, against Anthony Yarde. So, you know, look, let Dana do his thing. We know Dana is a fill in the blank, but opportunity for some fighters that don't get the dates, and let him do his thing. But it can also serve as a fire under the butts of the mainstream promoters like Golden Boy and Eddie Hearn, Frank Warren, to get their S together, you know. And because
time out. What does it say when people like Main Events don't have a TV contract? Top Rank doesn't have a TV contract. Main Events doesn't have much talent, but they got that Russian guy at 154. They can't get him arrested.
Bakram, yeah, it's a shame, man. Look, like you said, he may be the best 154 in the world, and like you said, he couldn't get arrested doing jumping jacks naked in the middle of Times Square. I mean, I don't know. This guy, you know, he's with a dead promoter. What can you say?
Yeah, and the guy lives in Oxnard. Sock, have a good day. Thank you for your time, my brother.
Thank you, bro. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline. Listen, I came across this story about Ric Flair. Ric Flair, of course, a wrestler, of course, Mr. Nature Boy. But he went over to North Korea, and all kinds of crazy stuff happened. In fact, I mean really crazy stuff. So I thought this was going to be a good piece. We'll pick it up in the next segment. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel Ogden is running the board, so if anything happens, blame him.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Daniel tells me this clip I sent to him he can't play, and I'm freaking out and the whole nine yards, and this has been a nightmare of a show. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. That being the case, I will switch my attention. It's ready to rock? All right, give me a couple minutes then. All right. So Daniel's got it ready to go. Let's go. That's good. Anyway, bottom line is I'm going to read this from Frank 1961 before we go to the clip. Microplastics have been found in human brain tissue, with a recent study finding levels in 2024 samples to be significantly higher than in 2016 samples. Researchers suspect the particles can bypass the blood-brain barrier through pathways like the olfactory bulb and possibly be carried by fats into the body. And there's a correlation with dementia. Brains from individuals with dementia showed significantly higher levels of microplastics and those from healthy people. Straight up, plastics are bad for you, no doubt about that. Now, I don't know what more to say other than Ric Flair was in North Korea. They had a big show. They were bringing all these guys in North Korea, a WCW show, I believe. And, of course, this was back in the day, and there was a lot of money to do this. And Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan didn't want to go, and Ric Flair said, you know what, I'll go. I'll headline the show. So he headlined the show. Bottom line is Daniel's ready to roll the tape. 3, 2, 1, roll it.
They're probably the most scared I've ever been of anything in my life. Forget the plane crash, everything else. That deal was so intimidating. Just get me on the plane home.
Best experience of my entire life.
Ric Flair had walked away from a plane crash. He bled in steel cages, stared down riots, and lived through things that would have broken most men. But in North Korea, for the first time in his career, the Nature Boy stopped performing and started surviving.
North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea.
North Korea is considered one of the most isolated countries in the world. Its leaders have presided over human rights abuses, according to a UN working group, comparable to the Nazis. Recent escapees speak of severe oppression, intensified ideological control, and surveillance, making the country even more isolated and impossible to escape. An interesting venue for a wrestling show. As Ric Flair's plane touched down in Pyongyang, he had no idea he was about to walk into the most dangerous wrestling event in history. And once the Nature Boy stepped off that plane, there was no going back. He didn't know it yet, but before the trip was over, Flair would be forced to do something that went against everything he believed in just to get out alive. And the first sign something was wrong came the moment he stepped into the airport.
They took our passports, right, and then they separated us. They put me in one hotel and the other talent that came along in another. So, and I knew right away I was in trouble. Everybody I called that I knew in politics said, don't go. Then they wanted Hogan. Hogan said, I can't make that one, brother. So I automatically went, yes.
Flair wasn't traveling alone. A small group of American and Japanese wrestlers from WCW and New Japan had been flown in for the special event. Among them, boxing legend Muhammad Ali, a man who built his legacy on speaking his mind. But after arriving in North Korea, even Ali was lost for words. According to Flair, he didn't say a single thing for over 2 days. There was no welcoming committee to greet the men's arrival at the airport. Instead, each wrestler was assigned a guide. At least that's what they called them. On paper, they were there to help. In reality, they were the regime's eyes and ears. Every step, every word, and every breath would be watched. And once the surveillance was in place, then came the rules. Now, in most places, breaking a rule might get you a slap on the wrist or a bit of a warning. In North Korea, people disappear. Lucky for us then that wrestlers on tour in the 90s were famous for following rules, and nothing bad happened to anyone and everyone went home happy. Just kidding. Over the course of their stay, the men would break every single rule. These wrestlers didn't just make trouble, they almost created an international incident. So let's take a look at exactly what happened.
I hate it.
The first crack didn't come from violence. It came from something small and relatively trivial. Someone went for a jog. In America, that's exercise. In North Korea, it's movement without permission. As the man went for his early morning run, commuters heading to their posts didn't greet him. They didn't even make eye contact. The jogger was Eric Bischoff.
It's dark out. Streets were completely deserted. I'm running, sun's coming up. Now all of a sudden, I see people starting to come out into the street. And as I'm running through the streets of Pyongyang, they're partying. They were looking at me like something out of a monster movie.
When he returned to the hotel, his guide was waiting and sternly warned him not to leave again without a guide. This was North Korea's version of a gentle reminder, but as we'd find out, the next reminder wouldn't be so gentle. Scott Norton wasn't trying to break a rule, he just wanted to call home. He was explaining to his wife that he wasn't on a wrestling tour filled with parties and photo ops.
I've been trying to contact her for 3 days. I says, hey babe, she thinks that I'm all partying with the guys. And I says, Tammy, you don't understand what kind of hole I'm in here. And all of a sudden the phone went click.
2 minutes later, there was a heavy knock at the door. Norton expected to open the door and find a wrestler playing a prank. Instead, he found armed North Korean military officials asking to see him. A struggle ensued, and the men dragged him into the hallway. They didn't take him outside, they took him down, past the lobby, past the guest floors, into a level that no one else on the tour even saw. Norton was brought into an interrogation room. A high-ranking military official stepped forward. "You don't speak about our country like that," said the man. Norton tried to explain that he'd been arguing with his wife and lost his cool. "In our country, we don't argue with our women," said the man. No shouting, no violence, just a clear message that everything said aloud is overheard. When the soldiers finally let him go, Norton quickly returned to his room. For the remainder of the trip, he wouldn't try calling home again. What was about to happen next would be a lot more serious than misplaced words on a phone call. As the days passed, paranoia wasn't just coming from the regime. It was leaking into the camp of wrestlers. The first to crack was Too Cold Scorpio. While Ric Flair was being driven in private Mercedes, being treated like royalty, the other wrestlers were crammed onto a rattling bus. Resentment built, and a throwaway insult was hurled by Scorpio. One of Flair's close friends, Hawk from the Legion of Doom, fired back. The two men got into fisticuffs on the bus. Witnesses say it was chaotic and out of control. Later that night, Scorpio sat in his hotel room. So angry he was about the incident that he picked up a pair of metal chopsticks and began sharpening them against the floor. His plan was simple. If another altercation occurred, this time Hawk would live to regret it. And that's what this place did. It made wrestlers start thinking like they were prisoners. North Korea wasn't just watching the wrestlers anymore, it was about to use them. The spectators to the stadium didn't arrive like fans, they arrived like a formation. Hundreds of thousands, not invited, but ordered to attend. Flair said it was the biggest crowd he'd ever seen. And before a single match began, the regime put on a show of its own. The entire stadium flipped coloured cards in perfect sync, forming an image of a rocket launching straight towards America.
It's like synchronized swimming, right? They show a rocket ship, and it shows a rocket flying right over Japan and landing in America. It's unbelievable.
Ali, sitting next to Flair, muttered under his breath.
The guy is talking to them, and there's an interpreter talking about how they could destroy America and just whatever. And Ali tells me, like, keep in mind he hasn't said a word on the trip yet. He goes, no wonder we hate these some.
For a split second, it sounded like the Ali the world knew, defiant, sharp, and unafraid to voice his opinion. Flair panicked. He leaned in and told Ali to keep his voice down.
Please don't start talking now. Just tell me later.
This wasn't a wrestling show. It was a demonstration of power. Over the course of the 2 days, every match happened in silence. When Flair stepped out to face Antonio Inoki, Inoki wasn't just a wrestler to North Korea. He was a political symbol. The match didn't just close the show. It set up something far more dangerous, because North Korea wasn't finished with Ric Flair. Rule number 3 was still waiting. A man walked straight to Flair, holding a piece of paper. Read this, he said. It was a script, praising North Korea and emphasizing their dominance over the USA. And it would be delivered on camera.
They wanted me to make a speech on CNN. They wanted me to say that after visiting North Korea, I knew that they had the power. And before they gave me my passport, that I thought North Korea could defeat the USA, hands down. Before they gave me my passport back. And so I said, I can't do that. And you know, I said, well, you know, I don't know if I'll let you out here without making that statement. I don't. Okay, here we go again.
Ric Flair didn't have a choice. Refuse, and he wouldn't leave. The only way out was compliance.
So anyway, I made it sound like they could be intimidated. I made it sound like we wouldn't back down to them, but there's a possibility that they could win.
It was this mastery of words that ended up getting him through. The result was freedom.
Ali and I got in that private jet when we landed in Nagoya. I got off the jet and kissed the ground. We're supposed to be there for 4 days. We're there for 7. They kept us 3 more days.
Flair survived a plane crash in 1975, but North Korea was the only time he truly believed he might not make it home. Thanks for watching. If you enjoyed this...
Wow, what can I say? We pulled that clip off of YouTube. I mean, that is absolutely bizarre, isn't it? I mean, going over that country and, of course, having a guide. Let me see. When I went to China in 1993, we were in Beijing the first time. So they didn't know nothing about me. They run checks on all of us. And, of course, I was this loud, outspoken radio guy, the pit bull of radio on my prime and all that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is I was knocking out bums and kicking all. And, you know, bottom line is, you know, I was just me, okay? And they said to me, when you go over to China, you have to tone it down a little bit. I ain't toning down nothing, blah, blah, blah. I said, I ain't bringing no weed with me, but I ain't toning nothing down. Bottom line is I wasn't, okay? So I went over there, and as soon as we got there, I guess it was the next day, they said, yeah, we got a travel guide for you. And I look at this travel guide, and she's like 36, 24, 36. I mean, she's like built like a brick house. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not too many Chinese women are built like brick houses. This is a brick house. And these are real bricks. Okay, I'm saying, I mean, they're just real bricks. So anyway, she tells me she's a tour guide. When all actuality, she's a government employee that's monitoring what I'm doing. So I knew better than to talk in my hotel rooms and say anything stupid on the phone, things like that. And I obviously didn't bring any weed with me to China. I wasn't going to jail for the rest of my life. Or have them chop off my arm or something like that for a joint over there. So that's what they would have done. But the bottom line is, China was weird. It just was weird. I ditched her the first day. I ditched her the second day. They finally gave up. In other words, they couldn't push it any further. I mean, I was getting around town, and I knew what I was doing. I was going all over Beijing. We had flea markets, all kinds of crazy stuff in Beijing to do. But the bottom line is they were dogging me, and they were following me, and they were monitoring everything we did. So I don't know if they had electronic bugs on us or not. I thought about that later because, you know, I mean, they were absolutely incensed that they were going to keep track of us Americans while we're there, especially the loudmouth guys like me. Straight up, let's go to a station break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, of course, and iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio. I keep going and going with Joseph Parker going today, of course. Amazon Prime TV was supposed to have Sebastian Fedora versus Keith Thurman, but Sebastian Fedora hurt his hand.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, my house historian is going in the hospital next week, next Friday. Of course, he's getting something done. He's going under the knife to an extent, so we wish him the very best of luck there, a speedy recovery. He should be out by Saturday, of course, and he'll be back on the show Sunday. Of course, he is our house historian. Talk about none other than Frank 1961, so we wish him the absolute best. Now, Carlos Lemus, not my favorite guy. I'm a guy that I met in Detroit. Of course, he sort of picked up the scraps after everybody else sort of left Detroit and the Manny Stewart died, but he's a promoter of note of sorts. Anyway, he's got this card going at a casino. I'll talk about the, I mean, he must be getting some good money from these people. He just was. It's Detroit, Michigan, because it's the Detroit casino. Bottom line is they are the Motor City Casino is the host, and they're going to have like 10 fights. More power to him. Now, 14 fights. Get this out. Got a battle of fat guys here, though. Tristan Canada weighs 300 pounds. He's taking on Jamar James. Jamar James weighs 349 pounds. I hope that ring is reinforced. I do, because I've seen it. I don't know if I told you about this. We were in Panama. And so one of them foreign countries went down in South America. I remember which one, Panama, Colombia. But the ring gave way. This had this big old heavyweight in there, and the ring, and they stopped the fight. They stopped the fight because he was like the ring was like precarious, was going to fall apart. Anyway, straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You wouldn't know that. I'm sort of off script and off of kilt and all that kind of good stuff. With the bottom line is, of course, we've got fights tonight on or taking place just a little bit, and of course, on DAZN. I think somebody said to me DAZN's going to do this on pay-per-view, so I forgot to ask Socrates Palmer that, but I saw a couple of advertisements with this on pay-per-view. So Joseph Parker and Fabio Wardley, check it out. It's on DAZN. It should be happening real quick. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm laughing. This has not been an easy show, but I thank Daniel Ogden for being in the other room and being here and all that kind of good stuff. And tomorrow will be much better, I promise you. Straight up, this has been a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.